Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 80 on September 21st, 2019. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Evolent Health Incorporated, Bank of America, and the iShares 20-year Treasury Bond ETF. And we discuss three new trades on Whiting Petroleum, Uber, and Pinterest. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, this was a busy news week for sure. We started off last weekend with drone attacks on a Saudi Arabian oil facility, which led obviously to an increase in oil prices. And we also saw the Federal Reserve Bank here in the U.S. lower interest rates. So the U.S. equity markets finished slightly lower this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 284 points, closing at 26,935 points. The S&P 500 index fell 15 points, ending at 2,992 points. The topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. Now, if you want to learn to trade options without any calculus or confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic we're going to discuss this week is losing money. Specifically, what do you do when you lose money? And this is my four-step plan, if you will, for getting through a large loss. And I look at losses as there are certain things that are if, like if you lose money, and then there are things that are when. Losing money, if you're a professional trader, is a win. It doesn't mean I can lose on any given day. It doesn't mean that I lose money for the entire year or the entire week or even the entire month. But at some point, if you're in the market day in, day out, you're going to lose. And so you have to have an idea of what you're going to do when that happens. And at some point, that loss may be large. And I've spoken a couple times. I remember one of my largest losses early on. I mean, this is a loss that happened back in 2005, maybe even 2004. And I lost 250 grand on a position in a single day, really in half of a day, because it happened really quickly. And it should, you know, it was not a super large position. And when I explained my process and the trade to the partner of the firm, he advised me to double it. Well, 2 days later, you know, I made $600,000. So, you know, it was a great week. It ended up being a strong week, you know, walked away being plus 350 on the week. But at the end of the day, you know, I still am left with the emotional baggage, the feeling of that loss. I remember it like it was yesterday. And at some point, you know, you're going to lose. You're going to experience that loss. And many traders only plan to win, right? We plan the trade and we trade the plan. And that plan says we're going to make money. They never have a plan for when they lose. So it takes them by surprise. Like, oh, I didn't know I could lose. Well, let me be the one to bust the bubble today and say, you can lose. And you guys hear me. I mean, I don't make all of my trades every week don't win. And I sort of shrug them off because I size my trades in a way where no single loss or even two or three trade loss is going to take me out of the game. So that's number one. I never bet the house on any single idea. And then number two is the fact that I know tomorrow's going to present an entirely new set of opportunities. Like, I love doing the show. I've had some people ask me how I'm able to find trades each week. And honestly, because of the way I look at the options market, you know, there are trade opportunities in every market on every given day. So I give you this snapshot of sort of an end of the week trade idea so that you can formulate your plan for Monday and that next week. But the truth of the matter is Monday presents another set of opportunities, and so does Tuesday, and so does Wednesday, and so forth. So I know that I'm going to be able to create new trades, and my entire plan is to make sure that, you know, I'm set up so that no single loss takes me out of the game, because the opportunities tomorrow might be better than the ones today. So what should you do if you find yourself in a situation where you're losing a ton of money and then the trade didn't go exactly as you planned? What should you do? My first suggestion of my four, it's going to be a four point plan. First one is just breathe. Take a second and breathe. Go for a walk. Go walk away. Now, obviously, if the market's open and it's happening in real time, it's hard to walk away. But this is not the time to make big emotional decisions, right? Step back and look at what's happening in the market and to your positions and the reasons why. Is it something temporary? Is this a permanent change? Did the entire trade idea go awry, or is this just sort of a glitch? Is the market testing a point that was that had significance previously, maybe a position of support or resistance, or, you know, something along those lines? But, you know, take a step back and look at the entire market and look for clues as to what's happening. Did the situation change? Does there need to be a new trading thesis, or can you move forward with the current trade? Step two, make sure you fully understand the risk of your trades that are losing money. So nothing's worse than having this idea that or knowing that you're losing money and having that feeling that it's going to sink the whole ship, when in fact it might only be a small hole in one of the life preservers, right? Like, every loss is not going to be life ending or trade ending. So make sure you understand the full amount of risk, and don't just say, oh, I'm losing money. Put a number to it, and put a number to the maximum amount of money that this loss could cost you. And ask yourself, is it something that you can afford? Is it something that you can mitigate? I mean, obviously, you know, losing money sucks. I don't like losing money, and I typically find ways to trade so that I keep my losses to a minimum. But at times, you can only mitigate the risk that you calculate. You have to understand what's truly at risk. Step three, stop the bleed or mitigate the losses. So what that looks like, stopping the bleed means exiting the trade, right? Hey, it's okay. You were wrong. Maybe this trade looks like it's going to lose another dollar, and you can walk away right now with the 20 cent loss. Take the 20 cent loss and walk away, right? Or if it's a situation where you can mitigate the losses, like what I'll do on the show is I'll show other option trades that change the risk without adding a significant amount to the risk. If you can mitigate the losses and put yourself in a situation where you actually, instead of, say, losing 50 cents, you can minimize it to 10 cents without significantly adding a lot of risk, if you can do that, then great, you know? So either stop the bleed or mitigate the loss. And then finally, step four, keep on trading. The worst thing that can happen is that you lose money in the market and you walk away. Because the moment you walk away, you now have closed the textbook. There's no more learning. You're going to stop with that last lesson being a loss. And it's unfortunate because, again, all you really need is one or two tricks and you can make a ton of money in the market over and over and over again. You don't have to be a specialist on every option trading strategy. I mean, how many stock trading strategies are there out there? How about futures trading strategies? I'm betting in the thousands. If not greater than that, the tens of thousands. There are so many strategies out there, and for every strategy, there's someone, or sometimes some ones, plural, who have made millions of dollars using that one thing. You don't have to know every trade out there. All you need is one that you really understand and that you can sort of hit over and over again. You just push the button over and over and over and make money. And so your whole goal in trading is to find those one or two strategies that you can just milk all the way to the bank, year in and year out. So keep trading. Never let a loss be big enough to take you out of the market. So that's it. My four-step process. Step one, breathe, take a step back, and don't make any emotional decisions. Step two, make sure you fully understand the full financial amount of money that's at risk if you continue to lose. Like, what's the full loss? Make sure you understand that. Step three, stop the bleed or mitigate the losses. So either exit the trade or find a way to maybe hedge off the losses with another trade. And then step four, keep trading. Because if you keep trading, you'll ultimately learn. I remember in college, I used to play around with, I used to work out with our gymnastics club team. And the cheerleading squad worked out at the same gym in the room next door to us. So sometimes after our practice, we would walk around the corner and go check out the cheerleaders. And, you know, these college cheerleaders are amazing athletes. Many of them were gymnasts, and now they're doing all of those flips, but on the ground instead of a spring-loaded floor. So I remember they were trying to get me to toss this one girl, so I tossed her to my hands and did an extension. And there was one of the big, you know, bulky cheerleaders next to me. He was there to help spot, and we popped the girl up, and I'm supposed to catch her, and he's supposed to catch her too. And what ended up happening is we both caught her leg. Each of us caught a leg, but our hands were just far enough apart to where we didn't have any strong support for her back. So she falls through and hits the mat. And I instantly have flashes of like, oh my God, I just hurt her for life, right? I may have cost her scholarship, like this whole thing. And I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? And she hops up and stands in front of me to start the position again, puts my hands back on her hips and says, do it again. I'm freaking out. I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? She's like, no, do it now. So I toss her back to hands. I extend, pop her up, catch her. And she turned around and taught me a lesson that day. At, you know, all of, I think she was 5'2 and maybe 100 pounds. And she turned around and said, Eric, when you make a mistake, when you hit the ground, you have to do it again immediately so that you don't build a mental block. Because if you walk away with just that fall or that injury, then you'll forever, without even knowing it, you'll start to build a fear, right? And that fear will keep you from moving forward. She taught me a life lesson that day, college cheerleader. And I learned a lot, and that's true in trading too. If you walk away on a loss, you give up any future, not only earnings, but learnings that you had that could change your financial future. So that's it for the topic of the week. Sorry, this was a little bit longer one, but I know some folks that are, I had someone email me who's going through a significant loss, and I just wanted to put that out there, both as some encouragement and a bit of, tried and true wisdom of my almost 20 years in the trading markets. I started on the floor of the CBOE in 2001. So 18 years ago, I guess. Is that how that works? So let's move forward with the review of last week's trades. Of course, yesterday, Friday, was options expiration for September. So all September option positions expired either worthless or being valued at their intrinsic value. Hopefully it was good to you. Let's start off, of course, with the covered call from last week on Evolent Health Inc., symbol EVH, Echo Victor Hotel. At the time, the stock was trading for $7.35, and I bought that stock and looked at selling the October 7.5 call, collecting 50 cents and hoping for a maximum gain of 8.84%. Well, EVH shares gained 95 cents this week, closing at $8.30. The October 7.5 call we sold is now in the money. Now, if you were to buy it back, you would actually pay $1.25 and lock in a 75 cent loss on the option in order to keep the 95 cents gain in the stock. So you would be left with a net gain of 20 cents. if you close the trade out. Of course, if you just wait for the option to either be exercised, which when they exercise that option, you end up turning over your stock. Or if you just wait for option expiration, the option to expire, you walk away with a 65 cents gain, and that's that 8.84% return on your capital. So, hey, this trade was a winner. Now, our next trade was a credit spread on Bank of America, symbol BAC, Bravo Alpha Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $30.17 per share. I looked at selling that October 30/29 put spread, collecting 31 cents, and that can yield a maximum possible loss of 69 cents. Well, shares of B of A fell 58 cents, closing at $29.59 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is currently at the money, and we have lost 12 cents on the spread so far. Of course, we can lose a maximum of 69 cents. Now, if you drop the federal, you know, drops in the federal interest rate, tend to also have a negative effect on bank stocks as well because of the overall view of the economy. So we right now are below our break-even point for this trade. So I am looking for an offsetting trade to mitigate the risk. Now you could bring in 14 cents by selling the October 31/32 call spread against this short put spread. This will mean that we've collected a total of 45 cents on the spread, and we will have lowered our maximum possible loss to 55 cents, whereas the maximum possible on the original trade was 69 cents. So it also would lead to a larger profit region for the stock. So it would be between $29.55 up to $31.45, meaning if the stock price finishes anywhere in there, we get to keep that 45 cents, which is our maximum possible gain on this trade if we do both strategies. So that's it. Right now, the trade's in a loss position, and I definitely am a fan of turning these losses on credit spreads into iron condors by selling the other side. The other side meaning a call or a put. So if we sold the put spread, I'm looking then to sell the call spread to offset the loss and see if I can create a situation where I actually make money on the trade. And of course, we have 4 more weeks left in October expiration, so you still have some time to make money in this trade. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on the iShares 20-year Treasury Bond ETF, symbol TLT, Tango Lima Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $136.54. And I looked to purchase the October 138/137 put spread, paying 65 cents, which can yield a maximum gain of 35 cents or a 53.85% return in 5 weeks. Now, TLT shares gained $5.35 per share, closing the week at $141.89. Now, with the Fed lowering interest rates, bond yields will increase, and of course, that causes the this ETF to really pop in value this week. That's why it went up $5 per share. The in-the-money put spread we bought is officially out of the money. So we can sell the spread for 15 cents Monday, locking in a loss of 50 cents per spread. Now, I don't like that at all. I'd look to sell 2 spreads to completely change the risk profile. So I'll sell the October 139/138 put spread, which will allow me to collect 24 cents, and the October 144/145 call spread, which will allow me to collect 26 cents. This totals 50 cents to cover our loss, and it gives a profit range of $139 to $144 in the ETF. Of course, right now the ETF is trading for $141.89, so we sort of create a situation where we're back at profit. But if prices were to fall, you could lose 50 cents on the iron condor, but you might also pick up 35 cents if prices drop below $138 per share. So this means our maximum loss to the downside is actually 50 cents. So if prices were to fall all of a sudden, the most we could ever lose in this trade is 50 cents, which to start off, it was 65 cents because that's what we paid for this put spread, right? Now, our maximum loss to the upside is greater because we would still lose the other 15 cents on the original put spread, right? We paid 65 for it. It had a maximum gain of 35, but so far we've only lost, we've lost 50 cents of it, right? There's another 15 cents left in that 65 cents that we originally paid for the spread. So we could still lose that original 50 cents on the, and we could lose the 50 cents on the Iron Condor. So all in all, your maximum loss is 50 cents to the downside and 65 cents to the upside from here. So if we finish in the profit range for the Iron Condor, we will limit our loss to 15 cents, and the amount of money not covered by the money we will collect in selling that Iron Condor, the most we could lose is 15 cents. It's a little complex, but if you write it all out, you'll understand, and it creates a nice chance, at least, to mitigate our total losses. And definitely don't take my word for it. Write it out on paper. Take a look at it. I'm really just showing you the way my mind is thinking, and I still have another, you know, 2 days before I need to pull the trigger on protecting this loss on Monday morning. So let's get into the trades for this week. And as I mentioned, you know, we just had September expiration, so we are fully into October options now, and October options will expire in 4 weeks. So we're going to start off with the covered call on Whiting Petroleum. We obviously had a very full week in the petroleum world because of the supply disruption that's caused by that Saudi Arabia refinery or oil supply attack. So might as well find some trades in oil. So covered call I'm looking at is on Whiting Petroleum, symbol WLL, Whiskey Lima Lima. The stock ended the week at $9.63 per share. And I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the October 10 call at 74 cents. That can yield a maximum return of 11.53% return in 4 weeks. So 11.5% return. Now you enter this trade by buying WLL stock for $9.63 and selling the October 10 call at 74 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $10 per share, and the break-even price is $8.89 per share. Now, our second trade this week is going to be the credit spread on Uber Technologies, symbol Uber, UBER, Uniform, Bravo, Echo, Romeo. The stock ended the week at $32.60 per share, and I'm looking at selling the October 33-34 call spread at 35 cents. That's a lot of numbers, 33, 34, and then 35. our maximum possible loss, of course, would be 65 cents because this is a $1 spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the October 33 call at $1.20 and concurrently buying the October 34 call for 85 cents. This is a credit spread because we are ultimately selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $33 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $33.35. And then our final trade for the week is a debit spread on Pinterest, symbol PINS, Papa India November Sierra. The stock ended the week at $30.22 per share. I'm looking at buying the October 29-30 call spread, paying 65 cents, which could yield a maximum gain of 35 cents per spread, or a 53.35% return on this on our capital. Now, you enter this trade by buying the October 29 call for $2.35 and concurrently selling the October 30 call at $1.70. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $30 per share. The break-even price is $29.65. Well, that's it. Thank you guys once again for listening along with me. 80 shows in. I'm super excited. I can't wait to be 180 shows into this show. Thank you so much for all the support, the email that I receive. The reviews that you guys have been sending have been great. And thank you for those of you who have decided to review the podcast. I really appreciate it. If you have a positive review, feel free to review it on whatever medium you use to find me, whether it's Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Podbean, any of those. I'm also going to add SoundCloud here shortly. As well, some of you are listening to the show via YouTube Thanks again for sharing it on YouTube. Share it with your friends. Get them to subscribe to the channel. Just love having you guys here each and every week. If you have any questions, my offer is sincere. Feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. And if you have any suggestions for the show, one of the suggestions that someone made was that I use the real, I forget what it's called, but the real symbols, the letter symbols for, or the what's known for the letters, for the symbols of the stock. So I've been very intentional about changing that. I also added the topic of the week at the request of some listeners. So I really do listen. You guys can affect the show. I want this to be something that you enjoy listening to every week. And I love that you guys are as geeked out about option trading as I am. So that's it for this week. I have some fun things coming up for you in the future. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend and happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.